Right, what's this instrument?
An ophicleide, which literally means a serpent with keys. Cleide means key, I suppose. He became a popular orchestral instrument. In his symphonies fantastique, Symphony Fantastique, Berlioz incorporates the Dies Irae, the Day of Wrath, a chant from the Mass for the Dead, Originally scored for ophicleide, it's now usually played on the tuba. Use these two recordings to compare the timbre of the ophicleide and the tuba. Our modern replacements often sound very different from the instruments originally chosen by composers. Did we hear the difference?
We haven't heard the tuba yet. Oh, is this the tuba?
I don't know, no, I've just pressed a button again.
Oh. We haven't heard the tuba yet.
This is the Dream of the Witches Sabbath.
See if we can find the tuber on this.
Oh, maybe somebody's going to go in there now.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to that table now. Cornet.
Oh, where's a tuber?
Serpent. Keyed bugle.
But you've got to hear a serpent, that's a funny instrument.
Is it?
Yeah. Somebody had one in Vital Spark.
It was invented in France around 1590 to play with church choirs. It accompanied Gregorian chant and later hymns. It appeared in English churches around 1670 and was a member of the military bands. Only occasionally was it included in orchestra. On the serpent, the tone and volume of different notes are not consistent, as many may be heard in this recording. The pitch of each note can vary dramatically. Serpent players need an excellent ear so they can correct the tuning with the lips. Quite nice, isn't it?
Well, it depends who's playing them, because
yeah.
I have heard someone play it and it was alright, but it was a bit hit and miss sometimes.
So that's the keyed bugle, over the shoulder tenor horn, euphonium, core solo, we've got 10 to 4.
Yeah, we'll have to go in.
Oh, chord orchestra, the orchestral horn. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
It's got lots and lots of tubes. No, it seems like somebody's just coiled a lot of tune, you know, put a lot of coils wired like a reel of cotton.
Mm.
It's in a box. I don't know if it's meant to be in a box. The hand horn was capable of chromatic playing through the use of hand stopping. This technique gives the horn the veiled sound heard in this recording. These qualities made the horn a popular instrument in the classical and romantic orchestra. Valve horns in use when this work was written, 1842, often had poor intonation and could not play as smoothly as the hand horn. The hand horn was also prized for the range of tone colours it produced. For these reasons, many composers and players were reluctant to use the valve horns. Create the different notes then, just with your lips and breath control and volume. Because I can't see any sort of things that you, the valves or anything. Hand stopping, chromatic playing, so.
Playing like flats and sharps and stuff.
Oh, by hand stopping.
Wow. Well, maybe they have to put their hand in the end bit.
Yeah, hunting horn, echo cornet. Slide trumpet, cornet, corner, keep trumpet, natural trumpet, bass trombone. That's the last one.
Is it? We had all those other flitty ones as well, weren't they all gone?